Hey, welcome to Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast.
Pro wrestling superstar Rhino and his co-host Gary come to you live each week with guests from the world of pro wrestling, comics, movies, sports, and more. So if your standards aren't too high, Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast is for you.
Even today, when I'm in there wrestling, I feel energized. I feel good. I feel like I've got a lot left in the tank.
They don't lie.
You have to grow a mohawk so that you can go by the name Kleba Lang.
The ratings are through the roof right now.
Right.
Catch Terry and Gary every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern live on Podcast Detroit. Download Terry and Gary or stream on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or the Terry and Gary TV YouTube channel. You know what to do next. Leave your expectations at the door and enjoy the show.
What's up?
We're back.
They said it couldn't be done. Or it wouldn't
be done. 5 week vacation, man. 5 week vacation. I'm licking my wounds from getting the shit kicked out of me from Bravo.
Yeah.
May 18.
So if you guys don't blame anybody, blame Bravo for our absence.
Right. He's a real jerk.
He sucks.
Right. We've got a big show coming up July 28th, Thursday.
Yeah. Insane Heat. Great card. Headlined by PCO versus the new IWR World Heavyweight Champion, Dread King Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be a slobber knocker. Is that a good word? Slobber knocker?
Yeah, that's a classic. Bringing it back, baby.
Good old JR.
Right, right.
You're a little fuzzy today. What's up?
Am I?
Yeah, did you pay your internet bill? What's going on?
I don't know. It's been a tough go for me. Getting the shit kicked out of me every time I turn around. Yeah, so.
Well, you look great.
Yeah. What's that?
I said, well, you look great. You in that pretty purple shirt of yours.
Yeah. Oh, Big Daddy's Boatyard. It's all I have is my purple shirt and my flowers. Take that away from me. I'm stick a fork in me. I'm done.
Without my purple shirt and flowers.
Right.
Speaking of shirts. IWR shirts sold like hotcakes at last event.
Yeah. Did we sell out?
We had like three left, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Smalls.
We won't buy smalls no more.
Right. Oh, they're good to have always, you know. So we're going to have some more IWR shirts coming up too.
Yeah, we'll have some more at the next show. Same thing. Yeah.
Right, right.
Homage to that. So, besides wearing purple shirts and loving your flowers, what else have you been up to? Licking your wounds.
Yeah, just trying to heal up, you know, from Honor No More and the A-Team. And yeah, so.
Then you got guys in the internet kicking us, telling us to give it up. Hope you're all
hanging
there.
On, brother. We're hanging on.
This is the nail in the coffin right here.
It's summertime, man. There's a lot of shit going on. Plus, we got like three jobs each. All the other stuff we do. Yeah.
But yeah, going back to Insane Heat, I'm looking forward to the event. I'm looking forward to getting PCO in the IWR ring. Besides that, we got two more title matches, Game Changers 2.0 with Bravo facing DTA in the rematch. So I'm looking forward to that one, seeing what DTA has learned about the new Game Changers and see how they can do that. Big Flex.
Right.
Gorilla pressed Aaron Orion over his head like it was like a sack of potatoes or something. So
yeah, he's legit strong.
Yeah. Like world-class strong. And we got another title match. We got our U.S. champion, Trey Miguel, battling our number one contender, Sam Beal, the Permanator. He'll have Ox in his corner, so you never know what's going to go on with those guys.
Right, right.
And that last match, Sam was in, or Trey was in with Jason Hotch, man.
Whew. Yeah, off the charts.
Top notch. A lot of people still talking about that one. We got other great matches included. We got the $10,000 Canadian Battle Royale with cheese.
Yes.
So.
I don't know if there's cheese on there, but yeah.
Well, Bravo's involved, so it's cheesy. Or cheese, I mean.
Well, I can't speak too much. They brought the heat, man.
Yeah, they did. The Insane Heat.
Rod Lee, and I got the worst of it, so. But I'll get my revenge.
Yeah, we got a. It's gonna be a yeah, Battle Royal. So it's going to be interesting to see. And I think they shot their promo and it was pretty interesting. So we'll have to go from there, see what happens, see who's in it.
You know, I don't know what pisses me off more is just being out of the ring for a little time or not being able to go boating.
It's a tough one. You can go boat pretty soon. Pretty soon.
No, I got to heal up.
So. Next year, I'll bring a little boat over.
Hopefully there's at least one or two more boating trips. Or at least going out on the boat, one or two. Yeah.
It'll be all right. You'll be all right. We got some great VIP matches too. Some VIP matches tickets still available. Yeah. Let's get that banner going across the thing there. Yeah, Insane Heat. July 28th, IWR 13. www.purplepass.com/IWR13 for those tickets. Just some a few VIP remain. We got matches like the Bachelor Benjamin Boone facing Miss Vicky. If you watched last show, you don't know what's going on with that. If not, get to this show. Then we got Haley Shadows, the Barbie Killer, facing the newcomer to IWR. I think the daughter of a 10,000 maniac, Shauna Reed.
So yeah, she's hot too on the indies, man. She's just all over the place. Yeah, she's just
a bunch of stuff. Like recently, maybe AW Dark or something, and some other stuff. So
yeah. I mean, they're both. I mean, I don't know. I can't pick a winner on that one if I had to pick. So, but yeah, they're just both of them. It's just like
And the only way you're gonna find out who's the winner is to get your VIP IWR 13 tickets. So go get them. And the final VIP match, because we always do three, is Grimy Zach Thomas versus the Kenny Urban with Goose in the first ever, I'm pretty sure it's the first ever, I've never heard of one before, Goose on a Pole match. That's the rubber match for the NXT. So we're
going
to find out.
And then this is you know, they each beat each other, and then this is, so it's for all the marbles, as they would say.
So. Yeah, so Goose on a Pole match. Get your VIP tickets to find out what it's all about.
What if Kenny Urban loses? He loses Goose.
And the pole. He lost his mustache last time.
Yeah. IWR officials are hot on the tail of getting a good old 15-foot post, so they got to climb it in the corner.
We got some comments here. Kelly Lynn Wolfie says, hi, guys. What's up, Kelly?
Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Patrick Mendez, $5 American Battle Royal. $10,000,
Patrick. This is $10,000 Canadian dollars. So.
Yeah, so like maybe $5.
Yeah, it's about $5 American.
$5 and some change.
Right.
Terry needs a summer vacation to handle the boatyard. Terry doesn't need a vacation.
I do.
David Mathena, hey, what's up, David? It's great to see you guys live. I was kicked off Facebook app, so this is a great deal. Hey, David, thanks for joining us, brother. Appreciate it. Patrick, my wife has that purple one, and I have the IWR one. So it's like, nice. It's like you're looking at your guys' selves on screen then, right?
Right.
Joshua Moore, good afternoon, fellas. What's up, Josh? How you doing, buddy? Co-op. Heather Lynn, hey, Terry and Gary. What's up, Heather?
So, do we have for the VIPs? We just have second and third row left.
Yeah, not any of each left either. Just second and third. Okay. First row sold out within minutes of the going on sale that night. Sure. Those are always a hot ticket. They be gone, but we do have second and third row tickets available. VIP, so get your tickets now. Three great VIP matches, matches you've never seen before. So, I mean, it's going to be an insane heat. We got Patrick's yay, 2 capital Y's. Don't know what that's all about. What else we got? We got Madman Fulton. We just announced today the main event monster, Madman Fulton, will be going up against Crass Jackson. It's gonna be a heavyweight battle right there.
Oh yeah, Crass. He's so talented too. So
I'm looking forward
Madman
to
Fulton. I mean, he's just talent just oozes out of his pores. So. I've been in the ring with both of them, and they're definitely smash mouth wrestling type deal.
What we got? What else we got? What else we got? Oh, we got somebody. Dom McBee Paulette, don't know who she is, said, new phone, who dis? Oh, Heather Lynn. Terry, you going to be at the UAPW show in Toledo?
No.
No. There you go, Heather. Ryan said, missed you guys. What's next for Heath and Big Terry?
Oh, I don't know. We got to, first, I got to get back in the ring. So I'm licking my wounds.
So hopefully soon. Oh, we already seen that one. And make sure to check out the latest Taste of episode at the Gray Heron right across in Big Day's Boatyard.
Yes, I seen all of them and I was coming back. Yeah, yeah, I had to lay down in ice. So would have stopped and said, hey, but I was on the road and I had to get home in ice and elevate my leg and stuff. So
we did eat there. That was really good food.
Definitely need to do that right now. So
oh well, we'll wrap this up here real quick. We also have Gary and full of his original art addiction, and I approve. Thank you, David.
Let's talk about the Pop Fest too. Ron. Yeah,
Pop Fest is coming up. We actually just started our Devin Rucker with the Dev Group, the Developmental Group, has started a live semi-weekly video update. So let's play one right now real quick.
Okay.
Second here, let's see. Grant. Boom.
Hey Monroe Pop Fest, with just a few short months away from my favorite weekend of the year, September 16th and 17th, the Monroe Pop Fest is back. And here's a few words from one of our first special guests.
Monroe Pop Fest, September 16th and 17th. I will be there amongst all the stars, and I will be signing autographs. Make sure you're there. If not, I'll find you and rip you in half with a gore, gore, gore.
All right, you guys heard it from the man beast himself. You better be at the Monroe Pop Fest or you're getting gored. Stay on the lookout for more updates. We'll see you guys soon.
And I mean that. I'll find you. I'll hunt you down. I'll walk into your kitchen during dinner. I'll just pull you outside and say, hey, you did it to yourself.
I've seen that. So trust me.
Right.
So right. Get your tickets to the Monroe Pop Fest. Go to monroepopfest.com/tickets.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's my first Pop Fest. Usually on the road. Yeah. What's always that?
You're always on the road. It's awesome. You guys are going to actually get to be there this year.
Yeah.
We're going to have Al Snow. We're going to have, we haven't announced him yet, but we got five or six IWR superstars that are going to be in attendance.
Yeah.
At least. So it's going to be a great time. And on that note, we were.
Did you clear it through Bravo? Apparently, Monroe is Canadian soil. So,
yeah, I've been looking into that. I'm gonna try to go with the mayor and find out what's going on with that. But he doesn't return my calls. So,
the prime minister whatever they call him. I think it's the mayor.
Mayor. Hey, Sean Bradley wants to know if you're coming to Ohio soon, and actually, you will be.
No, not the mayor. I am.
Not wrestling, but yep. You will be doing signing at the Toledo Sports Card Show in August, yes. As well as the grand opening of a new Toledo Sports Card and a collectibles shop. So, yes, Sean, that details are coming up that soon. So,
yeah, I'm actually pretty excited about that. So,
hey, you get the twofer in Toledo, and you've also got a couple more things coming up. You've got a card show in Lansing coming up, the Lansing card and collectibles show that's coming up in August, and you also have you have a signing at Big Ben's Nine Planets Comics and Collectibles.
Yeah,
you're one.
Really excited about those. Yeah.
So yeah, just keep on lookout for that. We'll have a schedule up where all the places you can see the Man Beast Rhino. Yeah. Get your pictures.
And I like that because it's an intimate setting where you can get stuff signed and take pictures and just. Have a small conversation, and it's really good atmosphere too. So
yeah, and it's nice because you're not getting punched in the face. I mean,
or maced.
You just don't get done getting maced and kicked in the butt and beat up, and then you're signing autographs. Yeah. And it's a little bit,
But this time,
be fresh and ready to roar.
Right.
Maybe. Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah. it's been a while, so we wanted to come in, at least say hi to everybody, let you guys know it's here in Gary's Low Expectation Podcast. It is still a thing.
Yeah. But, get ready for IWR 13, July 27th.
8th?
Or 28th, Thursday, July 28th. Yeah. So
can't wait. More matches to be announced. We still got to announce our Jason Hotch match. That's coming up probably next couple of days. We'll announce who he's fighting. It's going to be a great card. So it's going to be insane heat, but the air will be on at the FOP. So don't worry about that.
Yeah. It'll be chilly in there, but it'll heat up with all that wrestling action.
And on that note, tune in next week, maybe. Terry Gary's Low Expectations.
We'll have to get after it. They've been missing these.
Oh.
Hey, no, I think I'm supposed to go. Oh, yeah.
That's right. No,
no, you're supposed to go the other way.
Not the same way.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the opposite ways.
We'll figure it out one day. Oh, sure. It's the opposite way. Yeah. See, all right.
We're no young bucks.
Yeah, there you go. So, all right, Gary.
All right, we're out of here. Both guys, see you pretty soon. Check out for new announcements on IWR 13 matches coming up. Check out for the ticket sales for IWR 13, promobass.com/IWR13. Get those Mural Pop Fest tickets. It's right around the corner, muralpopfest.com/tickets. Thanks for tuning in.
Peace.
Peace. Peace. We out.